Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Lake to Lake Girls. We are your hosts, Amanda, Tiffany, and Cassie in studio. So pumped to be back. We're actually back, and then we're on vacay.
Here we are.
For Christmas. I mean, consistency. There's something to be said, right? But we are really excited to bring in a very special guest. Cassie actually has integrated this into, and we've been trying to get her on for a while, and our schedule's not working out.
We're really happy to have her today. Yeah, it worked out.
We finally got connected. So ready for this, Cassie. If you want to introduce and let everybody know why she's here today.
So welcome, Sue, for being here with us tonight. We are going to talk some healthy food talk right before the holidays. Healthy recipes, healthy habits, and so something that I know all of us like to talk about. We don't necessarily abide by them.
And
but
not
a good reminder is always
to.
Good.
I need some help.
So
I think we all do.
Yeah, so welcome, and tell us a little bit about your business and why you wanted to start this up and what your goals
are. Great. Well, I'm a clinical nutritionist. I work with people one-on-one, and then I also do events, quite a few events. But my passion is work with one-on-one people to help them with any kind of clinical issue that they might have. And I do a lot of events like cooking events, and also I do a cleanse with women, and we meet either in the spring or summer or fall, and I just finished my fall cleanse, and we get together and we talk about how to eat healthy, and we go through a whole process of cleansing our bodies and having a really good time with it too, some fun.
So you guys figure out a plan, you set out a plan in terms of what is good to eat, what's poor to eat, the right kind of nutrients that you need to nourish your body, that kind of stuff?
Actually, I do the whole plan.
Oh, wow, you set it out for people?
I set the whole plan up and tell everyone what to eat for a certain period of time. The last one was 5 days. And
it just cleanses out your system?
Just cleanses out your whole system.
Now, what about dietary restrictions? Do you work, do you help people with special dietary needs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Anybody that might have a thyroid issue or colitis or chronic fatigue, irritable bowel, just a whole range of different patients that I see all the time.
What's the most difficult to work with in terms of like gluten is the most difficult to avoid, or is it dairy? Is it What tends to be the most difficult thing for people to...
The most difficult thing is that they think that I'm going to change them radically, usually, is what they come to me thinking that I'm going to alter their whole lifestyle, and I really don't do that. I just talk to them about the different food choices that they have and which ones would be best for them and which ones would help with their issue or their disease that they have.
So you say it's a 5-day cleanse. Now, is this something that they should take into future with what they eat in the future?
Oh,
or is this
absolutely.
Just straight 5 days? And then you can go and eat pizza and grease.
It would be ideal if they kind of took some of the habits that we formed during those 5 days and added them into their lifestyle.
Okay.
And it's all about...
So it's not an instant change. It's a gradual.
Yes.
Okay.
But for the 5 days, they're following kind of
a strict
guideline of how I lay it out for them in order to get the best benefit for them.
So it's kind of like hitting the restart button.
Absolutely.
On your system. Can you walk us through a little bit, not to give away all your trade secrets, but like kind of what that plan would look like?
Sure. It's typically I'll set out no processed food whatsoever. No dairy, no soy, no meat, and
what else is there?
Vegetables.
Those foods.
There's quite a few vegetables in the listing, but they're really tasty recipes, and I give all the recipes, and I tell each day what they're going to eat for the day. So I'll give breakfast, lunch, and dinner. and give them a lot of options of what they can do.
And what about cost? How do, because I know, you know, I try to eat healthy, but then you're like, okay, so this burger over here costs this much, but the healthy stuff is up over here. Yeah. So how does, what is cost like when it comes to eating?
Most of the time you buy food anyways. So I'm just switching what they're buying from buying burgers and buying processed food or food in the grocery store. And I'm switching it to really good food, and it's also found in the grocery store. There's no mixes or products that you have to purchase during the cleanse.
So there's no, like, I like that because usually, you know, you come across something like this and they're like, buy this, you know, protein powder, this supplement, or, you know, this shake you have to, you know, drink along with it. I kind of like that aspect of it, that you're not, I don't want to say pushing a product on someone, but, yeah.
Well, I also found that it gets expensive, because if you look at the cost of fruits and vegetables, they're, even in the store, it's expensive. So you're like, how do I do this cost effectively, eating healthy versus a pound of meat that'll feed me for 2 days?
it's actually been worked out that it isn't as
really
any more expensive than buying fast food and buying food in bulk.
Wow. Okay.
You're with the healthy food, you're getting more nutrients to your body, so your body's not wanting more of the food.
I see what you're doing. Okay.
And it's, you're satisfying what you need for your body.
Oh.
And it actually works out to be a neutral cost.
And it's a lot less processed food, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Mostly natural.
But I will tell you this. At the beginning of the cleanse, there's a lot of new items that you purchase that you're not used to purchasing. And so that is kind of like a little initial cost. But once you get rolling in doing this, it's really not any different than going to the grocery store and buying.
Oh, okay.
Do you start them out with a grocery list?
Yes.
These are the things you need to go buy, and then these are...
Absolutely.
And then everything within your menu and recipes falls within your grocery list?
Exactly. And they have day-to-day, so day one will be listed at exactly what they'll eat for that day, and the grocery list will be handed to them, and then they're off and running, usually. We do a kickoff meeting a week before, and I'll go through all the planning of what we're going to be doing. And then they take a week to buy and gather the items that they need.
So what are some of the benefits that people might see after doing this cleanse?
The best benefit is weight loss. And a lot of women come in wanting to have that. I recently had some people who found that they had a lot of benefits with their colitis and issues with irritable bowel, and they didn't realize that was going to be a pleasant, nice change.
Yes, side effect.
A lot of people's skin clear up. I had one person who came into the cleanse and had spots on her hands always, and was given steroid creams, and she went through the cleanse, and I told her how to reintroduce food back into her life, and we found out it was eggs.
That was doing?
That was, okay. It was causing little tiny red hives on her hands. It wasn't a dramatic allergy, but it was definitely bothering her because the red marks on her hands.
Yeah.
And so she was so happy with finding that out, because she had no idea it was just an egg that was causing this.
Oh, wow.
She just avoids them.
So on this cleanse, do you allow people to drink coffee or tea?
Because
I know coffee, a lot of these...
This room is very coffee-oriented.
Very caffeinated.
I ask people not to drink caffeine because it hits the liver first, and that's what we're trying to clean out, the liver.
Okay.
And you won't get as deep of a cleanse if you continue with your coffee. So I really ask people to either stop drinking it for the 5 days or at least reduce it by half. So if you're a 2-cup person a day, you know, reduce it by 1 cup at least.
I've found in the past when I gave up coffee once, and it took about 3 days to sort of like get over the hump, and then afterwards it was great.
Yeah,
but you're back at the dark
rough.
Side.
It is rough.
It is rough. It is rough, and you're right on the 3 days. Your liver mm-hmm. will cycle in about 3 days, and you'll get rid of every caffeine and out of your body. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
it does feel good on the other side, though. I have to say, I mean, it does. I drink coffee because it's more of like the habit behind it.
The
it's
warmness,
like warm,
I
but
love
it's
the
not,
warm
yeah, especially
coziness
when it's cold out and like
yeah.
get to work, but you do feel good when you're not on it, I have to say.
And what's a good alternative, by the way? Because I'm thinking in my head, if I give up coffee, I'm going to have to, you know, supplement that with something.
There's some great teas out there. That's, and one of them
they're
is
not caffeinated, though? The caffeinated ones are bad?
The black teas are really caffeinated, and I avoid those on the cleanse. But dandelion tea mm-hmm. Is a really good tea.
Chamomile. I kind of like chamomile.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah, but there's no caffeine in that. That's a relaxing one. So if you want to be calm and relax, yeah. you would want to take that at night.
Oh yeah, so. I need that all the time. I need that constantly.
So locally, what are like the best places you would recommend shopping?
That's a good question.
Ooh yeah, with natural foods. I know there's a place in Geneva that does natural foods.
Yeah, there's Mother Earth in Geneva. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of supplements and a bulk food. But the best places to go are the grocery stores, of course, or the farmer's markets during the summer.
Oh, I love farmer's markets in the summer.
It's fabulous.
That actually plays into what we want to talk about now because it's not summertime. Where do you find farm fresh food like that that's perfect for a cleanse like this in mm-hmm. the winter?
Mm-hmm. Wegmans usually has quite a bit of produce.
And Sauter's will.
Sauter's is an excellent place. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sauter's is an excellent place. I love them. And I also, there's places like in Ithaca, and there's little shops around the area. There's Countryside. I mm-hmm. don't know if you've heard of them in Interlaken.
No.
And they're an Amish grocery
store. Okay.
Yeah, and they have a lot of produce there.
I like that. Amish Mennonite, they know what's up. Sauter's, mm-hmm. I mean, I love mm-hmm. Sauter's. I'm a Sauter's girl.
Sauter's is expanding, like,
it's
three
beautiful.
Times its
size. Have you
it
seen
is,
it?
I go by it quite often, and it's ginormous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the Sauter's is really great because, I don't mean to.
You're okay. I am okay promoting Sauter's.
They're putting in more and more organic food in there, and it's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Very reasonable. And also there's CSAs out there. I don't know if you ladies like to do CSAs where you community supported agriculture. And you join them for the winter months, and they provide you a box once a week.
Oh, I didn't know you could do it in the winter. I thought it was just like a summer and fall thing.
Nope, you can do the winter one. You're going to get more root vegetables.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And a lot of kale and root vegetables.
Oh, do you know any specific?
Blue Heron does one, and there's another one, Sweetland Farm is another one.
That's something I might be interested in.
Mm-hmm. There's also Whole Shares. I don't know if you know about them either, but they're a group of individuals that get together and they have produce delivered to one house.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they buy in a big share lot, and so it's a lot cheaper when they divide it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's always good to buy in bulk. Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of options out there. It's just, you know, where you
look, knowing where to look, and exactly. That's what you're for, to help out with that kind of thing. Yeah. What's your take on alcohol? Because I mean,
that's true. That is a good question. Because you know, this time of the year, consumption I feel like
increases
is at an all-time high
exponentially.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, during the holiday season, there is a lot of parties,
a glass of wine,
and a lot of alcohol
with dinner
and stuff like that.
We love our glasses of wine.
I'm not against alcohol. It's
I'm like over here like a shamed kid. I'm like, what is your take?
You're looking like, oh no, she's going to tell me not to drink it. I'm not against alcohol, but anything in excess is going to be a problem for your body. So your body has to process it eventually. Mm-hmm. And the more you drink, the more you're going to have the next day is going to be hard to get through.
So it's all moderation, though.
Exactly. But there's some tips that you can do beforehand, like the day before or the day of that you know you're going to go out, make sure you drink lots of water. Mm-hmm. And the rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces. So if you're about 140 pounds, you would drink 70 ounces of water a day.
Did you say 70?
70 mm-hmm. ounces. And that will hydrate you because the biggest thing is the alcohol is
24
will dehydrate you.
Oh, wow. I know that it dehydrates you because the next day you're like...
that's why you get the headache.
And it's really important the next day to rehydrate.
Rehydrate. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing like the hair of the dog. I was just wondering because I know that you're taking coffee away. And I just know that, you know, do you prefer red wines over white wines? Because I know that there's heart-healthy stuff in red wine. The one glass of wine with dinner each day. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, John Tesh, I love John Tesh. I don't know if you guys listen to John Tesh, but he says one glass of red wine is good for you. Other than, you know, white wine is, you know, good for cooking, but red wine is the heart.
There's a lot of antioxidants in red wine, and that's why they say the red wine is for the heart. And one glass for women, two glass for men. Mm-hmm. Men always get
like
more.
Like 6 to 8 ounce, right? Or
yes.
6 to 8 ounce glasses.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's fine to have on a daily basis. You can have one glass mm-hmm. of wine. But anything over that, you're going into dehydration, and your liver's going to have to handle that.
Mm-hmm. What's one of the biggest misconceptions when it comes to a cleanse that people have? What is the biggest thing? Oh, I didn't realize that was the case kind of thing.
They think they're going to get sick or feel awful. And
well, I think I would imagine I'd feel better.
Yeah,
you're cleaning all the bad stuff out of my body.
Usually the people that I have that do feel awful have done something during the cleanse where they'll reintroduce something. For example, they'll go to a party and have like fish or something mm-hmm. or a glass of wine and then think they got to go back to the cleanse the next day.
So fish is not a good cleanse?
Not during the cleanse.
Okay.
Fish is good, but it's just that you're trying to do something to help clean out your body, mm-hmm. and then like on the third or fourth day when you have something that isn't on the list, it always ends up backfiring on the person. They're like, oh, I don't feel good.
What happened? So if you're cutting those things mm-hmm. out for 5 days, is it like a gradual introduction of those items back into your diet after? Because it's more of a learned behavior to be able to eat healthy.
Yes, I try to tell them and how to reintroduce food mm-hmm. back in. And that way they can also find out if they have any allergies or any kind of issues with a type of food.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask them also to go slow because your body isn't used to all that processed food. And so that was the point of getting you cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to go slowly back into reintroducing food.
Different foods.
So this this doesn't sound like it's a juice cleanse. Can you give us your take on juice cleanses?
Sure.
Because it's a very kind of trendy thing, I think, over the past couple of years is to do that. But from my understanding is they're not really the healthiest way to go about it.
Juice cleanses are for a really specific purpose. If you want to lose a lot of weight,
mm-hmm.
You would go on a juice cleanse. A lot of people have a little bit of hard time with juicing because they stick to the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that because it tastes better, they're really cleansing their body, and what they're not doing that. You really have to juice the vegetables. And the rule of thumb that I teach everyone is 3 to 1, so 3 vegetables to 1 fruit
uh-huh.
in the juice itself. Because if you have too much fruit, you're spiking your glucose level.
Mm-hmm.
And that glucose level causes problems with prediabetes or diabetes. And you got to be really careful.
Too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Goo. I love fruit, too. I love my fruits and veggies.
I didn't know that because I
could eat them all day.
Wish list items is a juicer.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So that's good to know for the 3 to 1. Mm-hmm. I never knew that before.
Adam had to give a demonstration speech in his public speaking class this semester, and he taught his class how to juice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did he really?
Yeah.
Do you have a juicer?
Is Adam a juicer?
We have a juicer. He does when money's good.
Yeah.
We're working on recovering that. But, yeah, I found out that he was, you know, this sounds scandalous. I found out that he was juicing because there was some on the ceiling.
What is that?
Like, carrot juice. I'm like, oh, my goodness. That's funny. So, yeah.
That's funny. He has done amazing. The picture he posted the other day of the before and after, that is a huge, huge success story
to
tell.
He's lost over 120 pounds. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's come a long way.
He's put a lot of muscle on, too. Mm-hmm.
You see.
Incredible.
He's got abdominal.
Yeah. Six pack.
Yeah. Six pack. See my face?
I mean, this is part, oh my gosh, and part, really? How long have I been working on my non-existent six pack, sir?
Now, did he do anything like this? Did he cleanse his body? Because I know you say he doesn't eat any bad carbs during the week. And what's your take on that as well, eating the bad like eating healthy during the week and not allowing yourself that treat on the weekends?
If you're trying to achieve goals like losing a lot of weight, then that's not a really good idea. If you're healthy already, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you have some specific goals of what you want to do with your health concerns and your wellness, then it's not a really great idea to switch back and forth.
So what about the regression? Like, how bad is it to give in to a temptation?
How detrimental is that? If you have a temptation, like say you want French fries or something, go ahead and have that French fry. And then get over it and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people do is they obsess on that food. And then they tend to binge eat. And they eat a lot
That's
of
worse,
it.
That's worse, yeah.
And it's way worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find, like, you know, oh, I can't have that ice cream, but I'll go have, like, these cheese and crackers and then this and this. And if you just had that little bit of ice cream.
Right.
Yes.
It would have been done and over with.
Exactly. And specific cravings are for a reason. Like, if you crave, like, potato chips or something,
mm-hmm.
You want that salt mm-hmm. flavor. It's usually you're lacking minerals, and you need minerals back into your diet.
So how do we differentiate? So say I want that salt taste and I'm lacking minerals. What can I substitute that will give me that?
You can substitute anything like any kind of vegetable has a lot of minerals in it. Sea salt has minerals in it. You can use that in your cooking. You can also do any kind of, I have a great sports drink that's not Gatorade. I don't support Gatorade. I don't like how they put high fructose corn syrup in there,
mm-hmm.
and especially the kids out there drinking this stuff. But there's some really great sports drinks that you can make. Coconut water is another mm-hmm. wonderful thing that you can add into mm-hmm. your diet.
When I was a kid, when I wanted something sweet, my neighbor would grow these, I can't remember what they're called, and you probably guys can tell me, is they're long sticks, they red at the end, and they're very, very soury sweet.
Rhubarb?
Maybe it's rhubarb. I don't know, but they're green, but
like
at the red at the end, and
yeah.
they're
yeah.
Like, sounds like rhubarb.
Yeah.
They go.
Makes the best pie.
Yeah. They do make a really good pie.
If I ever want anything like sweet, my parents would give me that. I don't know. I think my parents are the reason why I'm so obsessed with like fruits and veggies because I'm one of the lucky ones.
Well, you learn your eating habits from your parents or your environment, really.
Yes. That's definitely true. Yeah,
that's
and also,
why I
there's
crave
some
McDonald's
really, all the time. There's some really great studies out there now about bacteria in your gut. And your bacteria grow in a certain way. So, like, if you eat McDonald's every day,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have McDonald's bacteria, and they're going to be craving that and sending signals, give us more.
Doesn't it send it to your brain? Like, it sends some kind of, like...
It's a chemical message
that it sends to your brain, yeah.
And they're really not any McDonald's bacteria, but I'm just using that for an example. Yeah. So when you eat a lot of vegetables and fruit, your bacteria grow in a certain way. So you have more of those bacteria that like the vegetables and fruit.
And it craves
and then,
it.
And then they send messages to your brain, give mm-hmm. us more. And that's there's some really fascinating studies out there right now about the bacteria and the growth colonies in your gut system.
So by doing this cleanse that we've been talking about before, will that kind of help get rid of that? Like,
it will change.
It
will change your. It will change your environment internally.
Mm-hmm.
It also will reset your metabolism, mm-hmm. like you were talking before.
So, when is your next cleanse?
I'm planning another one in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ladies would like to taste some,
she brought us
cleanse
treats.
Yeah, definitely.
So I really have a lot of good treats during the cleanse, so mm-hmm. people aren't feeling deprived.
This chocolatey looking thing.
So I brought some treats for everyone.
So talk about a little bit about the different treats that you did buy. So people don't just see us eating.
I can hold them up as you.
There's one
of the little bark things too
that Amanda has in her hand. The dark chocolate one is
this one?
Yes, the round one. That's a buckeye, and it's actually made with millet. And
what is millet?
Millet is a grain from a grass.
Oh, wow, okay.
But it's usually put into a lot of bird seed.
Oh, wow,
a lot
really?
Of birds eat that, yeah.
Mm.
But what it has in there is some really great minerals in there, like copper.
And that's the ball thing, right?
That's really good. That tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Shush.
Not the same, but it's good.
And it's very healthy version of a buckeye. And buckeyes usually have peanut butter, but this is raw peanut butter. It's not Jiffy peanut butter.
Is this something you made yourself?
Yes.
And this is something that we can do at home ourselves?
Yes.
It's really good.
I know, it's really good.
The little yellow ball with the coconut on top is... called a donut hole. It tastes like a Dunkin' Donut. And that has dates.
That's a magic word right there.
And coconut in there. And dates are actually a natural form of aspirin.
Okay.
Really?
So if you're having a lot of pains or aches or anything,
this is good for
start
you.
Eating some dates.
Okay. These are amazing. Is this a moderation thing, too? Because I feel like eating a lot of this would be bad for me.
They're very concentrated, so you really don't need a lot of them.
Okay.
You get satisfied. Is there,
like, fillers with, like, it makes you feel full?
Because it's real food.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were talking about before, you have those real nutrients. Whereas if you were actually eating a Dunkin' Donut, it's just all empty calories.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, people that are either heavy or eating food like that, they're really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They want food, and then they eat more of that, and they're really still very hungry, and then it just packs on the weight on them. So if they were able to switch it over to eating healthy, nutritious food, then they wouldn't put that weight on as much, and they would feel satisfied.
Now, are these recipes you came up with yourself, or are these something that you learned from somebody or brought up through the years?
Usually what I do is... I'll get an idea from somebody, but I always alter my recipes.
To make it your own?
To make it my own and to make it a healthier version.
Okay.
So that's another good holiday tip. If you take some of your old recipes and alter them, like instead of using milk, dairy milk, you would want to use like almond milk or coconut milk.
Okay.
In place of
those are better options.
Yeah.
What's this like chocolate bark?
It's just almonds, cacao, and coconut oil, and a little agave. And agave is a sweetener, but it's a plant-based sweetener.
Mm.
So, and it's high chocolate, about 60% dark chocolate.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you tend to eat less.
Yeah, it'll very quickly satisfy your chocolate craving as opposed to eating an entire Hershey bar. I feel like I could eat like...
And we all know chocolate has magnesium in it. Magnesium is the mineral that makes us relax.
Mm-hmm.
Calcium makes us contract.
So
when you want to have something to relax you, that's why a lot of women like to have... You know, chocolate and a glass of wine. Yes, exactly. Because they want to relax and calm down or from a stressful day.
Exactly. Okay. You guys left the plate over here with me. What is wrong with you?
The guy was really good.
They were all bad.
So I try to give some of these treats during the cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
And I mix it up quite a bit. So I lead you into the cleanse. Slowly, and then during the middle of the cleanse, it's the most intense, and then I lead you out with another slower event. So by the end of it, I'll give treat recipes and things like that.
This is actually kind of nice. It breaks up if you feel like you're eating the same old thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Adding a little bit of a sweet treat that's good for you is a way to break it up and beat the cravings. Because, I mean, I wouldn't know that is good for me at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
Something I actually want to ask you about is because I've been wanting to make these myself are yogurt granola bars, or what are they? Do you know what I'm talking about? They're homemade little bars made with yogurt and granola. And you bake them.
Sounds like a granola bar.
But they're homemade. I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's probably better than store bought, because you know, like,
you know what you're putting into
it.
But I didn't know what the benefits, and yogurt is dairy, and I didn't know.
I'm not a big dairy fan.
See, that's what I was worried about. See, this is why I'm asking
I'm not
questions.
Against the dairy industry. It serves a really good purpose, you mm-hmm. know. But a lot of dairy will cause a lot of mucus mm-hmm. and a lot of congestion, allergy symptoms, and things like that.
Okay.
So we usually, you know, the strongest animals on the planet don't have dairy. We're the only mammals that continue to drink milk once we're weaned from our mothers. And like horses and cows and everything, they don't fall down in the fields from osteoporosis. So dairy is, I think, an issue with where your pH, you're adjusting your pH to a more acidic level.
Mm-hmm. So what is it? Is there any validity to, like, the strong bones thing? Like, drink your milk, you want to have strong bones when you get older.
It is when you're young.
Okay.
When you're young.
What would the threshold be on that? What would be your cutoff date? Like,
probably,
5, 6 kind of thing?
Probably for, once you stop growing is probably the rule.
So teen level.
Yeah.
That's not bad. See, I can buy that, so I don't have to drink my milk. See?
I'm growing sideways.
I'd be growing up and down, but well, I feel like drinking milk, like, that's a very generational thing, because my parents
all
are in
the
their
time
60s and 70.
My
they
parents
drink
do.
Milk with, like, every single meal. I don't drink that much milk.
Me either.
Personally, I don't really like it, but
I drink
they
a lot of OJ
all the time.
So I'm confused with the fact that I feel like there's a heavy push right now on probiotics. But mm-hmm. probiotics seem to be, if you don't buy them in pill form, they're always in dairy.
Like Greek yogurt.
Oh, they're in yogurt. Yeah.
So like yogurt or like
some yogurts, not
yogurt-y
all
shakes and
not
and
all yogurt has the probiotics in it.
Not all yogurt is created equal. So they
yeah.
have Activia has the probiotic, doesn't
actually,
it?
Actually, Activia
uh-oh.
It has a probiotic.
Bring on the news.
A probiotic that has been synthesized in a lab. So it's not really a true
probiotic.
Natural
oh,
one. Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you look at the probiotic on the label, it has the trademark attached to it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's really not the best for you, even though the commercials are pretty nice. They're very convincing.
They are very convincing.
Things where you can get probiotics, you can get them from sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
Kefir is another choice.
That doesn't sound very good.
Kefir is kind of like it is a dairy.
It's
is
like
it
a shake
dairy?
Kind
yeah.
of thing.
Okay.
Like it's like a thin yogurt.
I'm thinking it sounds yep. like reefer. Mm. That's where I was going. I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound like something I want to tell kids to have.
So, would kombucha have it?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but like any fermented product, really.
Any fermented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love cutting
fermented.
I don't know about wine. Fermentation. Yes.
Yes. Tiffany's an expert.
But if you eat properly, you really don't need to add probiotics into your system all the time, like a pill form, like you were talking about, Cassie, where you're taking a pill form every day or taking yogurt in all the time, because your gut has trillions of bacteria inside the gut.
Unless you overdosed on an antibiotic
yes.
for
mm-hmm.
2 months.
And then it
period.
Wipes it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to reintroduce it big time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's like, guilty.
Do you have, like, so what are some other holiday tips? So, you know, there's a lot of parties. There's a lot of, like, there's just so much food.
Yes.
What are some
processed
tips?
Food.
So if you're
not overeat and stuff yourself crazy.
If you're going to a party and you know it's in the evening and make sure you drink your water throughout the day. But also before you go to that party, have something green. Have a big salad before you go or a big green smoothie before you go to fill yourself up. In that way, you're not so tempted.
Mm-hmm.
But enjoy yourself too. You know, don't don't deprive yourself of, you know, having a treat here and here. The thing is making sure that you arm yourself, or put your armor on of your green smoothie or your green salad before you go into that party.
Or because bring a dish to pass with a healthy, something healthy.
That's a good idea.
I have an aunt who I consider a health nut, and for a long time I used to criticize her for it. Now I'm like, yo, give me your secret. she always brings the healthiest dish on the table, I always know, is Aunt Lisa's. And she almost always fills her plate up with her dish to pass. And I'm like, this is brilliant.
Gluten is another thing that you want to try to avoid or keep down on the low list. So when you go to these potlucks, don't, you know, put a lot of bread on your plate. Mm-hmm. Stick to the
There's
vegetables.
A lot of hidden glutens, though, aren't there? There's a lot of, you can find gluten in a lot of things. I'm sorry, I'm eating another
hidden
cookie.
Soy sauce. You know, people think they're going to Chinese and eating very healthy, and it'll be in the soy sauce.
I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Well, there's a fail for me. I love
Adam's
me some.
One of Adam's go-tos is Ling Ling's, and he'll go to the wok thing.
Mm-hmm.
Full of vegetables, no noodles, but lots of sauce.
Mm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Gluten. He's going to be heartbroken. Are you going to break that to him? Because I feel like
love to break it to him. I can't break it.
Tamarind is an alternative to soy sauce or Bragg's liquid aminos. So he can bring his own to the...
There you go.
He'll be that guy.
He would be. Glass
of bottle. I'll put this on there, please. So you have a cleanse coming up for the winter. How can people contact you? Where can they find out more about your information? Mm-hmm. How do they become involved with you as a nutritionist? How do they get you into their lives?
Okay. I have a website called www.healthsimpleis.com. So you can look at my services on there, mm-hmm. and I also post events that are going on. I also have a Facebook page,
okay,
Health Simple Is,
mm-hmm.
and I post all my events on there and notify everyone. I also post a lot of recipes on.
I was going to ask you that question. If you post like special recipes for the week,
I'll
kind of thing. I love that stuff.
And recipes and all kinds of information out there in bite-sized pieces, and so people can kind of just slowly work at their wellness program.
I like it. So you said you have the one coming up this winter. You usually have one for every season. You have a cleanse.
The spring cleanse will be the biggest cleanse, and that's very intensive, and it's usually a 10-day cleanse.
So
longer. And in spring's the best time to do a cleanse anyways.
Because you're coming out of the winter into the summertime.
Yes.
Everybody wants that beach body.
Yeah, exactly. Beach bodies are made in the winter.
I've had a lot of success with my clients of dropping like 12 pounds during the cleanse
in
the spring.
Okay, in 10 days. Wow.
Yeah.
That's substantial.
But they're dropping a lot of stuff that they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's muscle mass or anything like that.
Is there a limit to how many people you allow to be in a cleanse?
I haven't reached my limit yet.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, the last cleanse was quite a few people. There was about 18 women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering what my limit is.
Okay.
I haven't gotten to
that. Do you see
that
more? More women than men?
Yeah, I've had some men, though. Uh-huh. Very interesting.
But it's a very female-oriented kind of thing. Men are probably just like, I'm too manly for that. I don't do that.
And the other thing I do during the cleanse that you might be interested in is I set up a private group Facebook page. Mm,
okay.
So during the cleanse,
it's going to be a support group for themselves.
It's a big support group. Mm-hmm. And
all
the women get...
I want to
change. Don't do it! Don't do it!
They will post things like that.
Remember those donut holes?
Yeah,
the healthy ones.
I could see that. I would need a support group. All right, so healthysimpleis.com or healthysimpleis on Facebook.
Health Simple.
Health Simple. I'm so sorry. Health Simple is. Mm-hmm. Okay. If they want to find out more about your cleanse, and if they want to find out some recipes and see how you work, and based out of where?
Geneva, I have an office
at
88 North Street, and it's in the House of Ohm,
mm-hmm.
the Ohm Yoga Studio.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I have an office there, and I also see people at my home, in Romulus, I have a lot of people in the southern part of Seneca County.
So that way they don't have to drive all the way to...
Yeah, and they come to my house and we sit in the kitchen and we talk about food.
All right. Well, you know, that's the rightful place to do it, I think. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
You're welcome.
That's healthsimpleis.com or healthsimpleis on Facebook. Cassie, nicely done. I love our guest that you bring in to us. I love it.
She's like our booking agent.
really, she is. She knows everybody.
Yeah.
And that's going to be our episode for today. Thank you so much for joining us again. You're welcome. Thank you for the lovely treats.
Are there any left?
Tim? There are four left. I have one extra. Haters. All right. We'll see you guys not next week, but just after the first of the year.